Hi everyone, welcome to this new episode on the Self Leadership Podcast. And today my guest is Lynette. And if you've been following the Self Leadership Podcast for a while, you have probably seen an episode with Lynette before because that's the second time she is being my guest. So hi Lynette, welcome back. So happy to have you.
Hello, thank you for having me again. I'm really excited to be here.
Yes. So last time we had spoken about AI and how it can help in the business, but today we want to talk about something different. And I know you've been taking a little break in your business, so we're going to talk about it. And now you are a VA helping people achieve amazing results with their social media. So just a little heads up, I will be putting all your links in the description. So if you want to go and check Lynette out, check the description of the podcast. And yeah, so would you like to talk about your story, like your business before the transition and how you came to do what you're doing now?
Yes, absolutely. So the last time that you had me on, I was, fully committed to working on social media coaching and strategy and just really being in that field. As I began to develop out my signature content strategy, I sort of began to also offer services with that, right? Like I was coaching people on how to do their content, but then I started easing into doing it for clients, right? Like they just wanted it done for them. The issue I ran into, and probably your audience can relate, is when I just felt like I was just straddling both sides of the fence. I felt like as a coach, I needed to obviously, keep up with the coaching programs and create that value ladder for my clients and always have something coming up next, right? Like in the coaching realm.
Right.
But working on that and releasing new programs and housing those programs and selling those programs, in addition to the digital marketing services, and really trying to see if that was a better fit for me and for my clients, it just became too much. I was completely burned out. I just stopped loving what I was doing and I started loathing it. I just didn't even want to show up for work anymore. And that's just not like me. I'm not a quitter. I am a go-getter. I am a goal getter. I am like, what's next? Give me more. I want to hit those income peaks, right? And the next level, and retire my husband, and all of the things that we start entrepreneurship for, right? The time freedom and the financial freedom. And I was like, I don't have any time. And if I do want to have time, I have to pay somebody else to show up for me. So I didn't even have the financial freedom either. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to do this anymore. So I honestly thought that I was just gonna just be done. Like I really had gotten to the point where I was like, I don't love this. It's not worth it to me anymore. I'm done with this. But after a while, and my break was like 7 months, so it was a long time, I started to miss it. And that's when it all changed for me. I really needed to have a mindset shift. I really needed to have an emotional shift. And it wasn't until those things happened that I even considered coming back. But why I decided to come back was because I really love people, right? And I really love to see people succeed in business because I can relate. I know how hard it is. I know how lonely it can be. I know how you can just feel as though you're just on an island by yourself and nobody understands you, because as an entrepreneur, we just see life differently. And so many people around us are sort of just doing life the way everybody else does it. And then here we are, like the unicorns in a pack of zebras, right? And you can look around and you're just like, I'm the only one. So it can feel very lonely. I totally relate to that. And so I want to be your person, like your person who gets you, your person who gets your business, and just be a support. right? So when I decided to come back, I was very purposeful and very intentional in what I would offer and how I would work so that I could maintain a strong work-life balance where I was getting paid for my time and I wasn't feeling as though I had to be on social media 24/7 unpaid just to get clients, just to fill my programs, because it was taking a lot of time, you know? So coming back as a VA allowed me to really just work in my genius zone, which is content strategy, it's social media marketing, creating and building those connections with your ideal audience. My clients benefit from not having the learning curve of like, hey, learn everything about social media, learn how the algorithm works, make your own content, show up for yourself, do all of these things that you really don't care to do, right? As a business owner, you just want to serve your clients.
Exactly. Yeah.
But this whole part of like bringing them to you and making social media content and going live and reels and all of these things for Instagram and TikTok, it's like, that's not why you signed up for business. That's not what your business is, right?
Right. Like sometimes I'm like, am I working for Instagram or for myself?
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's where I come in, because I know social media can be a full-time job. Shifting the way that I deliver my services, instead of teaching, but shifting it to done for you, really makes me a lot happier and it makes my clients a lot happier, because it's exactly what they want, right? And so it's important to listen to your audience, and it's important to really let them tell you what it is that they want and need. And so when I finally did that, I was able to relaunch my business and rebrand it. And within 2 weeks, I had completely booked out my month as a VA.
Awesome.
It was actually shocking. I was like, oh my God, when I sat down and I did the math and I was like, oh, I've hit my goal. Like I have filled all of my hours for the month with clients. Like, this is
Love
amazing.
It. Yes.
And it only took 2 weeks. So when you're in alignment, the money flows, right? And the joy flows too. That's the beautiful part, is it's not just the money, but it's the joy as well.
Right. And the certainty, not getting up in the morning being like, okay, so now what do I post about? What do I do to get client? Because it's hard to talk about what you do, because that's you who is doing it. And like you're too deep into the picture. That's what I mean. So having someone like you, especially since you have the experience as a coach, how it is, how it feels to be a coach, you know very well what your clients need, like you are saying, and what their audience needs as well.
Yep, exactly. I do. And it's so much faster, simpler, easier to just do it for my clients, like I said, rather than the learning curve of here's all the information, download it, process it, implement it, execute it. All of that takes time. I mean, it took me 5 years to get to where I am in that realm, right? It took me an entire year just to create my content strategy, to get it to where it was productive, it was clear, it was a system. That took a year by itself. And so who's got that kind of time? No one. Right. If that's not what your business is focused on. Now that I have the system, as you've seen, because we're working together on this for your own Instagram, the system works. And it doesn't take a lot of time.
Right. And I'm so excited. And I would love to like to hear more. I mean, I know, but that you would share with everyone listening your unique approach to Instagram, because I've never heard anyone, I've never seen anyone do that. And it's genius. I love it. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That makes me so happy. Like, literally, this is where the joy starts flowing, because I absolutely love it. I absolutely love this approach for Instagram because it doesn't take anywhere near as much time to communicate your message, who you help, what you do, how you help them, and the results that you give, right? It sounds so easy, especially if you're in the marketing world. If you've downloaded any freebies, you've probably heard these things, and you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, of course, Morgan and Lynette, I know that. I know that's what needs to happen, but how do I do that? Right?
Right.
So
Yep.
with Instagram, well, with any social media platform, but Instagram and Facebook have just been around longer than others. So they've gone through more changes. However, we need to go back to the inception of the platform, how it began, because ultimately, I don't care how many updates, I don't care how many changes, name changes, or algorithm changes, or anything like that. The inception of the platform, it's like in the DNA of the algorithm, right? It still is under the surface, it's still driving what the platform is. Okay. So when we talk about Instagram, we got to talk about how it started. And when it began, it was photos only. There was not even any text, which tells me that what the algorithm prioritizes for Instagram is the quality of the photo, image, or the video. And we see this time and time again. I don't care if you're making reels. I don't care if you're making stories. I don't care if you're making graphic posts. The emphasis is on the image or the video itself. That's not going to change because that's the foundation of Instagram, which is also why to create content for Instagram takes so much longer, like double, if not triple, the amount of time to create content for Facebook. Why? Because Facebook started as a text-only platform, right? You couldn't even put pictures on there for the longest time. So Facebook emphasizes the caption, the copy, the words. This you can also see this when you compare the two side by side. When you share a post on Facebook, what shows up first?
The
The
text,
copy, the
right?
text, and then the photos on the bottom. When you share content to Instagram, what shows up first?
That's the opposite, the image,
The image, and then the
right?
copy text is underneath. That's another signal to you as to what the algorithm is prioritizing. Okay.
Right.
That's why you can write an amazing post on Facebook, slap up a selfie or a picture of your dog, and it can do great. You
Yeah.
cannot redo that on Instagram and have the same results because the algorithm is completely different. It's set up different, its DNA is different, it's just not the same.
Makes
So,
sense.
exactly. So, for Instagram, the reason why I call it an interactive sales page grid, because literally your audience can go step by step through the customer buying journey. All we do is we take 12 posts because a 9-post grid just isn't quite enough. 12 posts actually fills your entire like cell phone, like I mean, at least on my phone, the way that Instagram pulls up on the mobile app, it fills the screen with 12 posts. And so it's also great to break it down weekly. So you have 3 posts a week, right? And so what we do is we take 3 posts per week and speak to the next sort of step, the next phase in the customer buying journey, right? So we begin with brand awareness because ultimately your audience needs to know who you are and what you do right off the bat, right? Because we
Right.
always want to be growing your audience. So we're always talking to new people. So they're going to have the same questions. Well, who are you and what do you do?
What can you do for me? Right.
Exactly. So we start there with brand awareness. Then we move into prospecting because this is where you're turning up the heat a little bit and asking your audience, all of your followers, to identify themselves and relate and resonate with your content by calling them out. And I don't mean calling them out in an ugly way. I mean calling them out where they say, yes, that's me. Yes, I want those results. Yes, I hear you. I see you. I feel you. You're talking to me, right? That needs to happen next. Then we shift into engagement week. So this is where I take my creativity and I actually create carousels within the grid. So if you're just looking at the 12-post grid, all of your slides are going to almost be like a curtain, right? Curtain for the post underneath. But behind the curtain during engagement week, we slide in carousels to those posts to help your audience stay on your profile a little bit longer, which boosts the algorithm in your favor because people are spending more time on the platform in general, more time on your profile specifically, which alerts the algorithm that, hey, Morgan has got an awesome profile because people on average are spending more time on her content. That's how carousels can help you, right? Because people take more time to go through all the slides.
Right.
So we've got that on engagement week because that's the ultimate goal of engagement week, is that they engage with you. So
Right.
we make that happen with the carousels. They spend more time going through those posts specifically. And this gives you an opportunity to really connect with your ideal clients. Because let's just be honest, if they're not willing to take an extra 20 to 30 seconds on your social media posts, then it's kind of hard to determine whether or not they're going to be fully invested in working with you, right?
Right.
It's all about having your audience really show up for themselves, show up for their business, and stand out to you as the business owner so you can quickly and easily identify out of your followers who's going to convert into buyers and who's going to be an ideal client for you to work with, right? We have to have that mindset shift of I work with everybody and I do everything to no, I work with the people who are going to show up for themselves, who are going to show up for their business, who are going to pay their bills on time, who are going to be ideal clients to work with, right? It's a game
Right.
changer. It is a game changer in business because
Absolutely.
bad clients are going to cost you money, cost you time, cause stress. We don't want a client list of bad clients. We want a client list of dream clients. And that begins with the connections that you make on social media when they first meet you and you first meet them. So it's not just that you need to impress them. You really, before they become clients, you want them to impress you. You want them to stand out and raise their hand and be somebody who says, yes, this is me. Yes, I want all the things. Yes, I can follow instructions. Yes, I have the attention span that is greater than a preschooler, right?
Yeah,
I can
I
do
love
these things.
this. Yeah, and I cannot remember who said this, or so I cannot give credit because I literally cannot remember, but I saw someone said, or maybe that was just an insight that came to me. Whatever. The point was something came to my awareness, and I'm like, okay, so it's not about going on social media and be like, hey, I'm here. You can work with me because I do this, this, this. It's more like, hey, I'm here. This is the people I want to work with. So it's kind of be like an inversion compared to what I have learned in the past from other coaches I have been working with, like, you know, because obviously marketing had not been my zone of genius when I first started my business, right? That was not what I was into. So I hired some help. And then I'm like, yeah, like it's a total game changer to realize that I need to stand out so I can communicate who I want to work with so that my people can find me and not just be like trying to wave at everybody and be like, hey, I'm here. Hi. So it's more like I feel that was a game changer for me to realize that.
Exactly, it is. Mindset shifts is what's going to change everything. It is so important. It is so important from the get-go to be attracting, closing, and providing your service, whether it's coaching, whether it's healing, whether it's another service-based offer. But working with ideal clients is going to change everything in your business.
Yeah, and the beauty of your unique method, like your, let's call it the Instagram revolution. The beauty is that you can work organically, like meaning bringing traffic without paying ads, but you can also choose to bring ads. Like it's your client's choice, really. You're not
Oh,
forcing either
absolutely.
or. Yeah.
Absolutely, without a doubt. So the final week when we're creating your content strategy is conversion week, right? Which is where your audience has the opportunity to sign up and work with you, right? So how will we get traffic to your profile to walk them through the customer buying journey can be done organically, like you said. It can also be done with ads. And when I say ads, a lot of times people are like, oh my gosh, I need an ads manager. I'm going to be spending thousands of dollars. I don't know if I'm going to make my money back. It's not like that with Instagram. Instagram advertising is so simple and so easy. It's literally boosting posts. And so what I teach my clients to do is just go back once their grid is built out and it's been posted to Instagram and you have the 12 posts. We're simply going to boost each post for $6, $2 a day for 3 days. We go through the entire rotation. So you're spending less than $100 a month advertising your business on Instagram. The point is to begin to get those eyes, 300, 500, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000 people coming to your account every month. As you continue to advertise, even without spending more money, Instagram is going to evolve naturally month after month and show your ads to more people. As you gain followers from advertising, all we're going to do is continue to show your ads to people who are like your followers. So as your followers grow, as Instagram learns who your audience is, your ad traffic is going to naturally increase month after month, even if you're not spending more money. So maybe the first month you get 300 people, the second month you'll get 500. By the time you hit, months 3, 4, 5, you're in the thousands of new eyes, new traffic to your profile every single month. If you want to do it strictly organically, you can. We would just be using reels. You would need to consistently be creating reels like one or two a day and driving the traffic from your video views over to your profile with a strong call to action. So it can be done either way, but you can also boost your reels too. Like if you have a really good high performing reel that's just gone viral organically, why not put a little bit of money behind it to
Right.
boost it even more? But you don't have to do every single one. I would actually recommend that you didn't. I would recommend you just did your top performing reels.
Yeah, and I mean, whether you choose to invest in ads or not, I mean, this is something that you also assist with, whether it's like the content, like the strategy and the ad strategy basically, because you have the built, like you've built a system to help people actually extract what's in their brain really. And I went through the process, so I find it really great because you have all the questions already preset and it's just a document to fill in, and it also helps to gain the clarity. So not only is it a matter of answering questions so that you can set up the strategy, but by answering those questions to communicate to you what it is that we do as your clients that you're helping, it also helps like translating what's in the brain and putting it on paper. Obviously, I had done that before for myself, for my website and all these things, but it never hurts to actually, okay, let me voice it once again. What is coming naturally? And this is also a very good exercise.
Yes, exactly. There is a lot of questions. It is lengthy. However, if we take parts of it for social media, but you still have the entire spreadsheet that goes above and beyond just intaking the questions, right? It really
Right.
gives you that visual guide of like, okay, here's what you should be talking about for your brand and also why you should be talking about it, right? So it gives you those content pillars, and then it also outlines a sales page for you. And all of this is inside the spreadsheet. But again, since I'm not coaching it anymore, once I have the content, I can just go to town and just build pages, right? Mm-hmm. And just create the content. So for Instagram, obviously it's specific to the 12 posts, because when people come and check out your Instagram profile, they're going to naturally binge a few of your posts anyway, right? Mm-hmm. That's just how people use Instagram. They're going to just click through and sort of read a few things.
Right.
Where accounts run into trouble is when they have hundreds and hundreds of posts, most of which never even get read after a couple of weeks or a couple of months, because they just get shoved so far down. Nobody really goes down that far. Mm-hmm. Two, if the quality between posts is not always 100, which it's really hard to do when you're posting hundreds and thousands of posts, naturally the quality is going to ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. You can lose people if you had a bad week and your posts, your most recent posts aren't that great. You could have really good quality followers coming to check you out, and they're just underwhelmed with the content that you've recently put out, and you could lose an ideal client to work with, right? Mm-hmm. So this strategy for Instagram prevents that, because we're only putting out the best of the best of the best.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. Makes total sense, because too little content, like too little value, but on the other hand side, too much value, like we need balance, right? So, and the way you are organizing the profile with the, let's call it the square post with the carousel, and the reels would be separated, it's really like, it really helps with the clarity and to maintain the consistency in the brand as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So there's no confusion. They can watch the reels, they can read the posts. And then once we've got that set up, now we can shift and focus on stories, right? So we have a strategic plan for your stories as well, you know, like start here and behind the scenes and social proof, right? Because people want to see the results of what you're doing. So if you are intentional with every part of the platform, you don't have to do it all at the same time. Set up the grid, then work on some reels to bring in the traffic, and then set up your story highlights for more content that they can binge, right? But again, everything has a purpose. Everything is intentional when it comes to the content that you're sharing. It's not just about the quantity. We're really focused on the quality.
Right. This is something I've heard over the weekend or a few days ago. I don't know if you've heard about it, but like, I'm not claiming it's true. This is just a question from something I've heard. Do you know if that's true? If Instagram is not pushing like long captions anymore, because, you know, for a while we heard, yeah, long captions with the maximum keywords. And then it's more like, oh, it's better. I know you mentioned about the captions that it's more emphasized on Facebook, like the text, but about the long description of the pictures. So I'm like, this is a little bit confusing, because on one hand side, we want people to actually stay longer on our page, like the reel replaying or reading the carousel to stay on the page. But then on another hand side, the caption wouldn't need to be too long. So how, like, I'm not really sure if that's true. Have you heard anything about it?
I have not heard about that for Instagram, but I do know that Facebook has sort of been on that trend for a while, ever since they started pushing the blog posts. Have you seen blog posts on Facebook? You know, where you only, it's like a solid color background and you only get so much text.
Oh, that's right? What you call it. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know it was called that. Okay.
Yeah. That's called a blog post, and they actually are crazy good for engagement. Crazy good for engagement, because it goes back to people's attention span, right? And when they're scrolling, they will pause to read a few words and then leave a comment. right? So ultimately, the platform is like, okay, this is what people are engaging with. This is how the platform, big picture, gets people to stay on longer because they're taking the time to write a comment.
All right.
Right.
That makes
Versus
sense.
Seeing a long post and they're like, yeah, I'm not interested. I'm scrolling. Right. So I could see why Instagram, because especially now that they're bought and owned by Facebook, slowly but surely, it's sort of becoming more of like a meshed identity type of algorithm, right? Where what they're promoting on Facebook eventually comes over to be promoted on Instagram. But it doesn't happen right away. It doesn't happen at the same time. It doesn't happen immediately afterwards. Blog posts have been going strong on Facebook for at least a year, if not 2 years now. There's definitely a long lag, but eventually what they push and promote and see is working on Facebook eventually comes over to Instagram. So my recommendation for that, I would not change what we do on the grid because again, it's 12 posts.
Right.
And again, it's your best content. And so we want people to spend time on your profile. So I would still encourage a long post caption for your 12 posts because it just makes sense.
Yeah.
It just
Yeah.
makes
It
sense,
makes sense to me as well. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now with Reels, however, my recommendation would be a short caption on Reels and a push for engagement. So calls to action, asking questions, asking your audience to engage, asking them to interact with your real content, right? So let's say you post a reel and your caption is very short. Your caption is just, what do you guys want to see me do next, right? Or which one is your favorite? Something where it's quick to the point, but we're asking them to spend time commenting back.
Makes sense.
Yep. And same thing with stories. That's why polls are great in stories. Ask me anything are great in stories because the time spent is actually in them writing something out to you.
Right. So just to get back to the conversation about taking a break, would you have a piece of advice to give to anyone who's listening, who has their business or maybe is transitioning between businesses or career? What would you have to say to people who really need a break, but they are a little bit afraid of taking a break? And
oh man, I would say I've been there. I know exactly how you're feeling. I know exactly the thoughts that are going through your head. I know what fear sounds like, but I also know how the body feels when it's burned out. So you have to listen to your body. You have to listen to your body. And if you're having low vibe thoughts, you know, like just thoughts surrounded around failure, anxiety, depression, and you're physically feeling exhausted, you see and realize in yourself emotionally that you have a lot more resistance rising up when it comes to doing work than was previously there. All of these are signs that you're no longer in alignment and that this is not what you should be doing. And if you keep pushing yourself in this direction, you're just going to hurt yourself. You're just going to hurt your business. And when I say hurt yourself, I mean physically, emotionally, right?
And mentally
Mentally
as well. Yeah.
Yeah, mentally, you're going to really hurt yourself. And then eventually, if you lose your health, you lose your wealth because you cannot show up if you cannot show up. And you cannot make money if you cannot show up. So the two are combined. The two are combined.
Exactly.
So it's better to stop the train now. Get off of the station and take a reset. It was the best thing that I ever did for my business ever. Yes, I went those months without making money, but the fact that I got booked out in 2 weeks, I can recoup. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I can recoup, and now I can look at scaling with digital products and affiliate and passive income.
Right.
Which was really the goal all along, but I was struggling to even be able to get to that point because I was spending all of my time, energy, effort, and any extra money coming in on hiring other independent contractors to help me scale. And it was just a recipe for disaster.
Right.
And now I have a recipe for success, which ultimately, if you're listening to this podcast, that's what you want to, right? You want success.
Of course. Yeah. So that's why now you can, I mean, you were already helping people, but you can provide another aspect of the service. So would you like to share exactly your formulas and where people can find you and your like the different types of services that you are offering?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when it comes to social media, you can find me at Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy VA, because ultimately my goal is to help you get to where you feel like business is easy. Like I said, whether you're a coach or you're a healer or you are also offering services like I do, it gets to be easy when you have a system in place.
Right.
So I will take the content and the social media marketing off of your plate so you can just focus on your clients and delivering the best results possible and start getting those referrals coming in, because that's the fastest way to cash, right?
Yeah.
After that, we can look at scaling with the same way that I'm scaling: passive income, digital products, affiliate marketing, because people gravitate to results. Once you have results in one area of your life, your social proof and your authority skyrockets, and you're able to begin promoting other things, right?
Right.
So we just build on that. So yes, absolutely. Follow me on Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy VA. That's also my website, and I will share that with Morgan so she can put that into the description of the video.
Yep.
But that's pretty much it. As far as services go, I am available to help with content. I'm available to help with lead generation. I'm available to help with email marketing. I offer several different packages, several different price points if you want to combine, you know, some things, even if you just need like website updates. I have an hourly package available too. If you have like a bunch of different tasks that you want to get done and you're just like, I have this long to-do list, but it's kind of like all over the place. Cool. Like, it doesn't matter to me because I'm getting paid, you know, like that does not matter. But I also have the packages to keep sort of like tasks combined. Like if you know, I need content every month, or I need help with emails every month, type of thing.
Yeah, and your Instagram strategy, your Instagram profile, which package is this included in?
Yeah, so the Instagram content creation is going to be included with any of my content creation packages.
Okay.
Honestly, you can choose whether, if you're like a Facebook girl, we can work it on Facebook. If you just want the Instagram package, the content just for Instagram, we can do that too. I just try to, again, easy, right? Easy peasy. So it all falls under content creation. And so you just tell me where you are, where you want to show up, and that's where we go. I also work on LinkedIn as well. So if you're a LinkedIn person, or that's where your clients are, then that's where you should be, right? No platform is off limits as far as I'm concerned. Your content needs to be where your audience is, period.
Right.
So my Facebook content strategy, which is still 12 posts a month, we just use different graphics because Facebook, like the carousels on Facebook and like just the way Facebook works is different than Instagram. And so I use different graphics for Facebook, but that same Facebook content strategy will work for LinkedIn too. So that's how I would utilize that. So if you're on Facebook or LinkedIn, we can still use the same 12 posts a month, only instead of setting it up as a grid and sort of just leaving it, it would be, we're repurposing that content month after month, but you're still only posting 3 times a week because, again, it's the quality, not the quantity. As long as your quality is good and you're getting engagement and people are responding to your content, guess what? The next time you post, it's going to get a little bit of a boost because the last time you posted, it did really well. So we're not going to be competing with our own content. We're not going to constantly be scrambling for ideas. Honestly, the more content you put out that underperforms, the more it hurts you in the algorithm. Once you get flagged for kind of being like a lower quality content creator, it's hard to come back from that, which is also why I say if you're thinking about starting a new account, like rebranding, relaunching, do it. It will not hurt you. It will only help you. Because if you relaunch and you start over and you're intentional and your content is really good, that can only help you.
Wise words, definitely, because that's also something that I'm going through. I haven't spoken about it on this podcast yet, but I'm launching a new service, as you know, and that's exactly what I'm considering, like starting a new Instagram and just like you were saying for your business, sometimes you need a break, you need to start afresh. It's the same for social media because it's linked to your services. So even if you didn't take a break per se in your business, like it's my case, I've still been serving my clients and all of that. But behind the scenes, we're not here to talk about me in this episode, but it's just to relate and tell everyone who is listening who would be afraid of changing and losing what has been done in the past. Sometimes it's necessary. And I know it can feel like, oh my God, you know, like I've been doing all of this and now I'm not going to use it. It's there. You don't have to delete it. You know, it's there. And sometimes starting afresh is just removing all dead weight from your shoulders. You know, you have outgrown the sweater that you were wearing and now you're just getting a new sweater.
Exactly. It's just like a hermit crab. When they outgrow their shell, they don't bring that shell with them. They leave it behind and they get a new one that fits them, their growth, right? And where they're going into the future. It's the same with your social media. Like if you actually have followers on your old account that you know are ideal for you moving into the future, then send them a message and tell them, hey, this is my new account. Please follow me over here. Done.
Exactly.
It's much better to do that than to carry the weight of people that don't engage, aren't following you for the right reasons, will never convert into buyers. It's just going to confuse everything in your social media strategy moving forward in terms of who the algorithm shows your content to. So it's just best to cut it off.
Right. Yep. Awesome. That was really informative. And I'm sure everyone who's been listening was like, wow, I love your perspective. And it's really, really helpful because social media can be intimidating, especially when you are, like you were saying, whether you're starting or you're pivoting. It's like, okay, so how do I not make the same quote unquote mistakes? Or how do I do things differently? So you are solving all these problems. I don't like the word problem, but let's say challenges for your people. So that's really wonderful. So once again, I will put all your links in the description, your social media and your website. And yeah, and it's really about building the foundation because like you were saying about your spreadsheet, yeah, there are several questions to answer, but once it's done, it's done. Like, it's there, and like, you can repurpose. So it's wonderful.
Exactly. And like I told you with the spreadsheet when we were first starting, use it as a tool to bring you clarity in terms of what you need to be clear on so that your audience will be clear as well. Because if you don't have clarity, they don't have clarity. And confused people do not buy. So if nothing else, going through that spreadsheet will sort of bring to your attention maybe where you've been lacking in clarity. And that is going to pinpoint why you've been lacking in sales.
Exactly. So it's really, let's say it's therapeutic for the business.
It is. Oh, totally. It totally is. It totally is. And that's why it's part of the system. And that's why it's step one, because I can't sell something for you if you don't even know what you're selling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For sure. Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Lynette, for your time, for accepting my invitation. And I'm so excited for our collaboration, you helping me with my new service and my Instagram. And that's pretty cool. So if anyone is curious to know what we're talking about the grid and the wonderful graphics, just go to Lynette's Instagram, Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy VA, and just check her grid out. It's really nice, it's really punchy and joyful. And because it's always a pleasure to interact with you and your joyful personality and your support. So thank you very much, Lynette, for having been my guest.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I cannot wait for you to get on the podcast episode where your grid is ready and we're, launching it and you're telling everybody to go and check it out. It's going to be phenomenal.
Awesome. I'm very excited. Thank you so much. So make sure to check Lynette out. Go follow her. Check out her website. And stay on the lookout for Instagram magic, the Instagram revolution.
Yes, yes, I love it. Thanks again. This was so fun.
Yes, I really enjoyed. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Take care, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.